Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse of the Morning. Zero, Amy K and E. Here we go. 8:25 of the morning on this Flush the Format Friday. Kind of a funny one was trending, and it was hashtag say anything to your ex now. And basically people were just tweeting out and saying the things that they would say to their ex. If, like, I imagine your face just materializing in the clouds, almost like Mufasa in The Lion King. And instead of Simba, it's like ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend. And then you get to say whatever you want to them. They can't say anything back. You just disappear. What's that thing you would say? Amy K.
Do you still have my Wii?
Yes!
I want it back. He has my Wii and my sewing machine. Keep
what?
The sewing machine.
What
and he has
do?
A lot
does
of my
he know
furniture.
How to sew?
No, I had to get out of there. We broke up during COVID.
Oh, and you just got out.
And so I had got to like stay with him for a couple of weeks until places opened back up. And then I was able to leave. And I kind of left as much as I could there. I was just, I got to get out. So I started fresh. But that's the one. I have my Wii controllers.
Yep.
He's got that
I don't
much.
Have the console.
Yep. He's got it.
Yeah.
Probably playing it all the time with a new lady in his life.
Yeah. Just out of spite.
But they don't have the controllers.
You can get new ones, can't you?
I also don't know if it would work.
She's just over there holding his Wii. Well, really your
it's
Wii.
It's my Wii. Give me my Wii back.
She's holding your Wii.
It's a very new, different conversation right now. That's
you could just appear, say, one thing, anything, one sentence to hear. One of your exes there, E. What is that thing?
Honestly, I was trying to think. It's just, I wish it was juicier, but I think I was like mid-20s-ish when I got with Katie. So a lot of my exes would have been when we were just younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly was like, we're good. We're young. Because I did dumb crap and they did dumb crap to me. And all of it had to do with the fact we were just young, dumb people.
We just young and dumb.
We're just young and dumb and wild and free. I'm pretty sure that's a young, is that a song?
Wiz Khalifa song.
Yeah, there you go. We were just Wiz Khalifas and a
couple of whizzes.
And maybe it's more for my own well-being. Like if I forgive the other crappy people that did crappy things to me, then I feel better about forgiving myself about the crap I did to others kind of thing. Is it maybe more of like a, I'm willing to call it a draw?
I think that's, yeah, that's, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Absolutely would say so.
Yeah.
Well, I would only want to do this if I literally could materialize in the clouds as Mufasa. Well, I guess it could be my face, but, you know, similar to that scene in The Lion King. And wait, hang on. I don't like to.
I imagine the Wizard of Oz head that pops up.
What?
Doesn't he have a head?
You know, he kind of does, but
I kind of like
mine better. Hang on. I want the music and everything.
Oh, boy.
But I have to go through this Grammarly ad first. Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want the whole Disney open. I really just wanted on. It's really screwing up my whole joke.
Yata, skip this.
And then her head looks up and my face appears and I go, hello. Kind of sucks how your life turned out, doesn't it? And then I just disappear. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
I looked up the Wizard of Oz floating head. It's way scarier than I remember.
Kind of I remember him a little bit
yeah, that's horrifying.
Wasn't there a floating head in Power Rangers too? What's with all the floating heads?
Oh, yeah. What was that? Zordon.
That's the one.
Zordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
So little me would play with his little Power Rangers action figures, and I was one that wanted them to get their mission from the source. But to the best of my knowledge, that was never a toy, so I would always steal the empty toilet paper rolls and draw faces on them. And so, like, my, like, toy area, I had to look like the most, like, poor-off child that has ever existed. Because it looked like my parents would give me toilet paper rolls to play with. But I stole them to be him.
Got it.
Because it worked.
It did work. Zordon. He was, like, in a tube.
There's not a lot of toys that could look like toilet paper rolls, but it worked.
Yeah.
Anyway. What's that one sentence you would say to your ex if you could say something?
Oh, my goodness. It wouldn't even be one sentence. This would be me. I would be like, bye, see ya, adios, hasta luego. Don't want to see ya, don't want to be seen with ya. And then I would play the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song and do my little jig, walk away with two number one fan fingers just going up in the air.
Why the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song?
I don't know. It's like a good jig to dance to.
So to tell somebody off and you're like ultimate blank you, you're going to be giving them the finger to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse song?
Yeah, so it's good because it's confusing. You know, it leaves them with a like, what just happened?
But it would be without the vocals, though, just the instrumental part.
Okay.
And now, no, I think you go vocals. I really do.
Like the opening song, you mean? Or are you doing like the hot dog dance?
I think it's the hot dog dance.
Hot diggity dog, hot dog, hot dog. No, it works. It works with the lyrics.
Yeah,
I like to bet. See, because you just want the instrumental. I don't think it's fun without the hot dog. This just leaves me empty in the inside.
Yeah, it's better with the vocals.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
I feel kind of robbed now.
Because isn't the part of it, too, the problem solved? So it's like you're leaving and hot dog, hot diggity dog, problem solved?
It absolutely works better if you have that in there.
Okay. Yeah. Just birds in the air.
Hot dog! Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, no problem solved.
Anybody that has ever wronged me or left me in any life situation ever should right now hear this. And picture my face with a middle finger. Because I don't really like that one.
I think she likes it because it's like good strutting music.
Yeah, but the lyrics it's a bonus. You can still strut your stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bonus, man.
If you could say anything to your ex right now, what would that thing be? 237, it's text 35270.
Play Rewind, Turn Back in Time.
Flush the format from
Y94.
Hey, good morning. Y94 over the Playhouse in the morning. Zero MKE. If you could say anything to your ex right now, you just, your face pops up. You can just spout off whatever you want to them. What would that thing be? What you see there, Amy K?
Someone said, you're nuts, but I do miss your dog. Another person said, you still owe me a flight. He was in flight school at UND when we dated.
Mm.
And another person said, our breakup was friendly. Why did you have to unfriend me from Facebook? Now the only way I can stalk you is through Instagram. And someone else said, glad you're someone else's problem now.
That's lovely. I suppose you don't have a lot of positive feelings towards these people, I suppose.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
What's that thing you're like, oh, I wish I'd say this to you right now, X?
If I could have a conversation with my most recent ex, I kind of screwed things up there. So I would ask for another chance and tell him how sorry I am about what happened, because I just got really drunk one night and said a bunch of really stupid things, and we got in a big fight and it ended. And he never really gave me the chance to explain, you know, what I meant or that I didn't mean it, and it was just stupid. And so I would tell him I'm sorry.
You know, I expected all these to be pretty negative, and yours is so nice. So let's say this guy's listening right now. Like, say to him like he's listening.
If Chris is listening, I would just like to say, like, I would love it if we could sit down and talk so I could just apologize again for what I did. It was so stupid, and I didn't mean it, and I would really love a chance to talk to you, and hopefully we could work things out. I really would hope he'll, you know, call me or text me or, you know, whatever.
Yours makes me sad.
Hmm.
That's a nice one.
It's rare for, like, the one that wronged in the relationship to participate in the conversation. She's got it. I mean, it's legit, I would imagine.
She knows she misses out.
Yeah.
Give us all the feels there. Thanks for the feels. You can say one thing to your ex right now. What's that thing? 237, it's for the Playhouse in the morning. Give us a text. 35270 if you want to. 1-8-4. It's Playhouse in the morning. 1-8-4, the number one hit music station. Zero, MKE on this Flush the Format Friday. We're talking about that. If you could say one thing, anything to your ex right now, what would that thing be?
You know, I would tell him that I'm proud of him. We're still friends,
And he, when we were dating, he was like a total mess, like didn't know how to take care of himself, didn't know how to like clean, didn't know how to be a functioning person. And he's taken a lot of time to be on his own and learn how to be mature. And I'm really proud of him for that.
You know, this whole segment took like a more positive spin than I ever would have expected it to, if I'm being honest.
I think it's just the callers are being more positive. The texts we're getting are not as positive.
Fair.
Yeah, someone said, thank you for leaving me. I could have never had the happiness I have now with my husband. Thank you. Mm. Someone else said, I'd love to be there when karma catches up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Another person said, have your mom stop calling me on my birthday. It's been 10 years. Someone else said, return all my money now. And another person said, we should probably have different Netflix accounts by now. And I hope that's not my ex, because I'm using all your streaming services.
Listen, hasn't he like, he's like really moved on. What do you think, it doesn't kind of bother them that you're on that?
Yeah, I don't know if strange. They know. Like, I don't have my own account. I just click on his name.
Sure.
Well, you think he's ever like, we didn't watch this?
It's probably. You assume that current girlfriend is watching it, right? Or wife? I don't know what
I don't think they're married yet.
Okay.
But congratulations. Another thing I'll say to him. Notice they had a baby on Facebook.
Oh, hey.
There you go. Yeah. I don't feel like that was legit. Congratulations.
It was. Okay. I liked the photo. Congratulations.
Okay.
Stop.
It kind of awkward in here, didn't it? Yeah.
It did not. As long as I can keep the Netflix, or the I pay for Netflix, everything else.
Hey, he's got your Wii, so we're called
good. Yeah, it's even.
Trade.
I'm not trading HBO for a Wii. I'm keeping HBO. We're watching The Sopranos right now.
So there's no hidden anything in there?
In what?
You didn't have anything you want to say to him?
I just did. I said I want the Wii back.
But now we don't. Because you said that after, then you told us you got all of his streaming stuff.
He gets some of mine. I pay for his Apple Music.
Okay.
And Netflix. Stop. Do not play this. Someone said, I wish you would have never been such a... I don't know if I could say that.
No,
and let her see my kids.
That's a funny word, though.
Yeah.
Probably a naughty word. One to be saying. Hey, Sizzler in minutes. Everybody.